Support for IPR comes from Orchestra Iowa, presenting Pops on the River, an outdoor concert experience with songs from the Eagles featuring the Seven Bridges Band and the entire symphony. June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets at orchestraiowa.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from IPR News. I'm Charity Nebbe. Dentures haven't disappeared, but more and more adults are keeping their teeth, and that is good news. As people live longer with their natural teeth, the field of dentistry has had to adjust to meet the needs and challenges of older adults. This hour, I'll talk with Dr. Leonardo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry about dental issues facing older adults and the health implications. We'll also learn about two programs that are helping older Iowans with their teeth, the Dental Aging Tips app and iSmile Silver. But first, Sharon Mallison and Bonnie Roth are sisters who live in Marion, and they have been spending a lot of time lately at the University of Iowa Geriatric and Special Needs Dental Clinic. Sharon is 76 and Bonnie is 73. Sharon has been facing a lot of dental challenges lately, and Bonnie has been at her side through all of it. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you.
And I know that the two of you have been to this clinic at the University of Iowa every week for the last 3 weeks to deal with a number of issues. Sharon, I know that in addition to dental issues, you're also a cancer survivor, and that's connected to one of your dental challenges, the fact that your top plate no longer fits. Tell me what happened.
So I had a top plate put in before I knew I had cancer, and I had implants, and everything was great. I had cancer for 2 years, went through chemo for 2 years. The second round with chemo shrunk my gums, and then I got dry mouth, and I got the scum on my bottom teeth, which wouldn't come off. So my bottom teeth all started to rot, too.
Oh, wow.
So now I don't have any teeth, really. I have 7 teeth.
And I am sure that your teeth were kind of the last thing on your mind while you were dealing with cancer and trying to survive and going through all of those chemo treatments. How did you react when suddenly you had all of these dental problems?
I panicked. I did panic because I wanted to know where I should go. Excuse me. I needed help, but I didn't know where to go for help. Because most dentists told me they could not help me.
Wow.
On the bottom teeth, there was like paste on them. And you couldn't brush and you couldn't do anything because it stayed on your teeth. And it gives you dry mouth so you can't talk, you can't swallow. So it wasn't very pleasant, and it still isn't.
How did you find out about the geriatric clinic at the University of Iowa?
I did some research, and I found out that they were probably the best people to help me. So we did go up there last year, and they looked at my mouth and said that the dental college couldn't help me, but they would refer me to someone, and that's where we got Dr., and he's very good.
Well, that is wonderful. I know that you also have a number of other health challenges, as many people in their 70s do. You want to tell me a little bit about some of the other things that you're facing?
Yes, I have lupus. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have somewhere I'm bleeding, so I keep losing blood. I had 5 units of blood given to me the end of January, and I've had 4 more since then.
Wow.
And I do have some heart problems.
So there's a lot going on. I'm sorry. That sounds really, really hard. And in addition to those problems, I can imagine you've had a really hard time eating.
I had a really hard time eating. I lost about 100 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Is your mouth in pain all the time?
Yes, it is, because the bottom gums won't heal because of whatever this gum dry mouth is. And I've tried everything for dry mouth, and nothing works.
We're going to find out a lot more throughout this hour about the health implications of dental problems. Is that something that you've learned about too? How, what's going on in your mouth? Obviously, what was going on with your cancer and your medications affected what was going on with your mouth, but what's going on in your mouth can also affect your health. Is that something that you've been worried about?
Yes, and you're correct, because you can't quit taking your medications. And so you just have to find someone that can help you.
Did you feel really helpless through a lot of this?
I have, because no one knew what to do. I've been to many doctors. I've been to, and they didn't know what to do, and they still don't know what to do.
Has it been a real relief to get to the geriatric clinic at the University of Iowa?
Yes. Because I didn't know if they would see me, but they did.
Well, and we're going to talk to your doctor in just a couple of minutes. Bonnie, I know that you've been with Sharon every step of the way. From your perspective, tell me a little bit about how hard it's been for Sharon and you to navigate this care.
Well, it definitely with her, she's the one that's having the real struggles. I'm just there for support. And we joke about that I'm driving Miss Sharon, because she can't drive because of all the other health issues she's had. It's been a struggle. It's been frustrating because of all of her health issues that they can't figure out exactly what's happening with her. And this is not only her teeth, it's everything else. So, and we just found out this morning, and I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but I just called the university because that's where they want to pull her teeth that are like have broken off and there's just roots. Her health insurance doesn't cover that. So that's like a $50,000 bill that she would have to face on her own, which who can afford that? So now we have that issue to try to find someone who's in network that can help us. So, you know, those are some of the struggles we face, that the doctors don't know what's going on. We're just searching for answers. But don't get me wrong, dealing with the dental college or the dental people in Iowa City have been fantastic. They've been more than helpful. They're bending over backwards to help us.
Right. But the insurance problem is huge. I mean, we'll talk more about access to care later in the hour. But I can imagine that there are many people who would just give up at that point.
Yeah. And how can you give up? Because like right now, she's got a very mild infection in the bottoms of these roots. And the doctor yesterday told us that's not an issue at this point, but it could turn into an issue. So it's something that we have to figure out how we can get that taken care of. And without spending, well, who has $50,000 to spend on their teeth? That's just incredible. Yeah. So
you're a few years behind Sharon, Bonnie. Does this make you think about your dental care and your oral hygiene?
So far, I have been pretty lucky. I think my teeth are in much better shape than hers, and it's probably just, you know, the luck of the draw. I got better teeth for some reason. I don't think it's because we've both taken good care of our teeth over the years. It's not that we've neglected our oral health. It's just that my teeth have survived better, and I worry about it because I'm like, and I think her teeth were doing a lot better too before the cancer. And that the chemo just really, really, the chemo and the radiation just really affected her oral health.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's something I do think about. I try not to, because I don't want to think that that's going to happen, but who knows?
Right. Well, thank you both so much for talking with me today. And Sharon, I hope that you get the care that you need and that you really start to feel better soon. Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. I hope we were some help.
I'm sure you've helped a number of people who are dealing with similar issues. Sharon Mallison and Bonnie Roth are sisters who live in Marion. They've been spending a lot of time lately at the University of Iowa Geriatric and Special Needs Dental Clinic. And now I want to bring Sharon's dentist into the conversation. Dr. Leonardo Marchini is Sharon's dentist. He's professor and department executive officer of preventative and community dentistry at the University of Iowa College of Dentistry and Dental Clinics. Leo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charity. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, and listening to Sharon's challenges, I'm curious, is this Is this the kind of dental crisis that you see frequently?
We see that every day in different forms and shapes, but we see that every day in the geriatric and special needs clinic. That's what the clinic is about. It's our objective is to take care of the population who have really complex health histories and need care that takes into consideration their whole health history. Usually we see frail and dependent older adults, but we also see younger adults with special health care needs.
I mentioned earlier that more and more adults are keeping their teeth, and so dentures are less common than they used to be. Has that pushed the field of geriatric dentistry? Have you had to learn new techniques because there are new challenges that you haven't seen before?
Yes, absolutely. Edentulism, which is the absence of any teeth, has dropped in the United States from about 15% 5 decades ago among adults to less than 4% now. So that's, you know, a huge drop. And
right.
That's a great thing for the health of Americans. However, that also brings some challenges when people get older with other systemic conditions that interfere with their oral health. So now we have older adults who have multiple health conditions that can have an impact in their oral health, such as dry mouth, as Sharon has reported, and they have a full set of natural teeth that is more complex to treat. I would say that's a good problem to have as compared to having people with no teeth, but it does require more specialized care. And when you look at specialized care, we are one of only five advanced education programs in dentistry in the country that prepare dentists to care for frail and dependent older
wow.
adults.
Wow. All right. So there's a great need, and that's probably not being met all over the country. We're going to take a short break. I'm talking with Dr. Leo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. We're talking about geriatric dentistry this hour. This is Talk of Iowa.
Support for IPR comes from Orchestra Iowa, presenting Pops on the River, an outdoor concert experience with songs from the Eagles featuring the Seven Bridges Band and the entire symphony. June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets at orchestraiowa.com.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
It's Talk of Iowa from IPR News. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we are talking about the dental challenges facing older adults. More and more older adults are keeping their natural teeth. Dentures are far less common than they used to be. And that's good news. But also, as people live longer, there are new dental challenges that they face. And that's a challenge for individuals and for dentists. And of course, there are significant health implications as well. With me is Dr. Leonardo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. He's professor and department executive officer of preventive and community dentistry. And we were also talking earlier about his work at the Geriatric and Special Needs Dental Clinic. Coming up in just a moment, we will talk about some programs that are helping older Iowans with their teeth. But now, Leo, I want to focus on some of these challenges specifically. And the first question I want to ask you is, okay, dentures are less common than they used to be. I listened to Sharon's story, and it's just so heartbreaking, everything she's dealt with. Why is it better to keep your natural teeth in a situation like that as opposed to just get dentures?
Well, it's better because having your teeth would allow you to have a more diversified diet, and in general, people who have teeth are eat better and enjoy their lives better and enjoy better health as well. However, for that to happen, we need to make sure they have a health dentition. And a health dentition starts with prevention. Start with appropriate oral hygiene routines. When you are in your 70s, you probably, and you have your natural dentition, you had great oral hygiene routines throughout your life. So what happened that all of a sudden you are starting to have multiple oral health problems?
Right. If you're a good brusher, why isn't that enough anymore?
Right. Why? What happened? Well, many things can happen. Dementia is one very important thing that many times gets, as we all know, unnoticed in the early stages because people are still, you know, struggling but keeping up with their routines. But one thing that may fall through the cracks early is oral hygiene routines. And then oral problems are usually chronic problems with occasional exacerbations. So when one exacerbation happens, a lot of things were going unnoticed before that.
So, okay, so when you have a real problem that tells you that there are lots of other problems,
correct.
Either already developed or waiting in the wings.
Yes, okay. That's absolutely true, Charity. And here's how we can deal with it. Good intercommunication, you know, good communication between providers would be key to tackle that. So say a person has a diagnosis of dementia. If the healthcare provider that provides that diagnosis can let them know that it's also important to consult with a dentist, that would prevent a lot of issues. If you have a person who is developing arthritis, right, and their hands are becoming compromised with that arthritis. If the doctor who is seeing them for arthritis tell them that, you know, that might be also impacting the way you brush your teeth because, you know, who are dealing with the problem on a daily basis? It happens really slowly and they don't notice that they are not brushing as effective anymore.
Yeah.
But their brushing is not as effective.
So, okay. So dementia can change your oral hygiene routines. Arthritis. I can imagine that even upper body strength can change your ability to brush your teeth in an effective way.
Yes, absolutely. You know, manual dexterity can be a problem and cognitive impairment can also be a problem. So there are many things that brings to that, say Parkinson's, you know, and many times people will suffer from the treatment for their diseases. Like Sharon was a good example of how it happens for people who are under cancer therapy.
Right, because her medication gave her dry mouth, which created this sort of crust on her teeth that she just couldn't get rid of.
Right. And on top of that, at the time that is happening, people don't have also the mindset to be so concerned about oral hygiene. They are thinking about survival.
Right.
They are thinking about how to rearrange things in their lives to cope with treatment. So, you know, this is really important to have someone that would be able to coach them through those processes. And that person is usually an oral health care provider that, again, needs to be involved early in the process to be able to interfere or to intervene better in an appropriate way.
You know, I'm thinking about all of the times that I've gone to the doctor either for my needs or with a loved one. I've never had a regular physician ask about oral health, dental health. So you say there should be communication. Is there ever communication between the doctor's office and the dentist's office?
There are. We have very different circumstances where we communicate frequently, but that can be done better. There is a lot of room for improvement here, especially on what touches to prevention. One thing that I think a lot of our listeners would be able to relate to is that now doctors ask for dental clearance before doing a lot of procedures. Okay. That's a great step towards the right direction to make sure, you know, oral health is okay before a major procedure is done. So, you know, after that procedure, with all the consequences of that procedure, oral health will not interfere negatively over the outcomes of the procedure, but also the other way around, that procedure and all the consequences of it will not interfere negatively in oral health.
We'll talk about specific recommendations for people in a moment, but I do hear you saying people need to be getting regular dental checkups. And of course, for most of us, that happens every 6 months if we are actually engaged in the system. And we need to, if there's a problem, do we need to talk to our dentist about that or our doctor about that or both?
Both. I would say both. And then they should talk among themselves too to make sure, you know, the care is coordinated in a way that would take care of the whole health of the person and not only its bits and pieces, right? So it's really important to have that communication and coordination, because, you know, sometimes what's really important is also the sequencing of events and how that care is provided across the treatment that the patient is going through. One good example of that is again for persons who had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. The earlier the dentist starts a preventive program where we would increase, say, the exposure to fluoride, teach caregivers on how to provide guidance, supervision, or oral hygiene itself to the patient, the fewer are the consequences to people's teeth regarding to their dementia diagnosis.
Okay. Let's talk about the health consequences of problems with your teeth. Help me connect the dots, because I know that, for example, I mean, you talked about how medications can affect your oral health, but let's talk about how your oral health can affect your physical health. What are some of the problems that can be caused by not taking care of your teeth?
Right. Well, the problem that everyone is aware of is local pain infection, right? Teeth is usually not a problem, but when it's a problem, it's the main problem of your life because the pain is so...
You can't think about anything else when your teeth hurt. Yeah.
Correct. So, you know, it becomes a huge issue and needs emergency care. You need to take care of that immediately. That everybody knows. But what a lot of people don't know is that infections that are housed in the mouth can spread to other parts of your body, especially areas that are healing or are artificial parts. So for people with, say, cardiac valve replacements, those can be infected by bacteria that is originated from the mouth. So having that infection in your mouth resolved reduces the risk of bad outcomes for
a lot of cardiac
problems, yeah, heart diseases, but also it can help in the control of diabetes, for example. More recently, we have seen studies showing that periodontal disease is closely related to diabetes mellitus. So meaning that when you have a more controlled gum disease, it helps you controlling diabetes, and vice versa. When you have controlled diabetes, helps you controlling gum disease. So there is many ways in which the mouth and the body are connected. And when we say that, it's strange, right? Because, of course, they are connected. They are one thing.
Right. And tell me about aspiration pneumonia, because that is one of the leading causes of death among older adults, and that's related to our dental health, right?
Oh, Charity, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, aspiration pneumonia is a leading cause of death among nursing home residents. And it has been shown that bacteria present in the mouth that are aspirated can cause aspiration pneumonia. So if we have good protocols to keep oral hygiene routines among nursing home residents, we can reduce the incidence of aspiration pneumonia and therefore increase their life expectancy. So, you know, caring for the patient, for the nursing home residents' oral health can improve their general health and even reduce mortality.
Wow. All right. I want to bring somebody else into the conversation now. I'm talking to Dr. Leonardo Marchini of the University of Iowa School of Dentistry. The University of Iowa worked to develop an online app that can help older adults and their caregivers with dental challenges. It's called Dental Aging Tips. You can find it online, dental.aging.tips. And joining us now is Yanka Andreides, who helped to develop this online app when she was a research assistant at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. She now works for Johnson County Public Health. Yanka, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I know that both of you have been very involved in this project, so I want both of you to weigh in on this. But Yanka, tell me why, or what need was identified that you felt could be solved with this app?
Yeah, this app was a great tool to help caregivers, one, understand the importance of oral health, and two, know what to do. So as we started developing this app, we really thought about what the community needs were and how to address them in a realistic way. So we do know that our area is unfortunately a dental desert throughout the state of Iowa, actually. And the app serves as a tool, one, to build that confidence for all caregivers, both paid and family caregivers, but also just to share that importance of oral health care to everyone.
All right. And so when people go to this website, I know it's been through a few different iterations, but again, now it says it's a web-based app that you can go to. I mean, it starts with some general education. Is this something you'd recommend everybody click on and read?
Oh, yes, most definitely. As we walk through the app with both family and paid caregivers, we asked them to go by the information as it was presented, since it built on itself. Even though we had caregivers who had years and years of experience taking care of many individuals, we did ask them to look through as time allowed, just to see if they would learn something new. And then from there, they would go into more specifics in for caring for individuals living with Alzheimer's and related dementia. So I would highly recommend anyone to go through it, even if you're not caring for someone.
Well, and I know that this was a long process to develop. It required a lot of funding. Tell me a little bit about how it got made.
Yeah, sure. So the beginning steps really started with getting the information from people out in the community, but also the specialists. So Dr. Leo, of course, was a big part in it, and getting input from people who were providing caregiving. So started with getting that input and then building the website from there, the web-based website. And then we started getting it out to the community for feedback.
All right. And Dr. Leo, share a little bit about that process, because I know that you sought out grants to be able to create the app. And then actually, when you ran out of money, it looked like this was not going to continue to exist.
That's right, Charity. And, you know, a little bit of a history here. We have a grant from Delta Dental of Iowa Foundation that allowed us to go to local nursing homes, the ones that are not served by the geriatric mobile unit that the University of Iowa sponsors, and goes to local nursing homes. We went to different ones and to check how oral hygiene routines were done in those nursing homes. And we were teaching about how to provide oral hygiene and all that, and we noted that we have elaborated handouts for the nurse aides to help the residents, and those handouts were ending up, below a pile of other papers somewhere or on a drawer somewhere, and they were not being used. But we noticed that the aides have their phones on their hands all the time. So that's when the idea of having that information in an app came to life. And then we initially got a grant from HORSA to develop that app. We developed the app. The app was being used, but then the maintenance of the app was expensive. So we sought another grant to move that app to a different platform that's more maintenance friendly and will have less ongoing expense to maintain. And Delta Dental Institute was gracious enough to fund that initiative. And then we developed this current version of the app, which is web-based and therefore much easier to maintain and less expensive as well.
All right. And again, this is geared toward caregivers. We know a lot of older adults have some challenges with technology as well. So that's probably an additional challenge to getting this information out and making sure people know how to deal with emergency situations. And we'll talk in just a moment about how the app has helped some individuals in emergency situations. We do need to take a short break. We're talking about geriatric dentistry this hour, some of the challenges that older adults face as they age, and more older adults are keeping their natural teeth, which is great news, but that also leads to some difficulties as well. You're welcome to join the conversation if you have questions to share. 866-780-9100 is the number to call or email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm with Dr. Leo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry and Yanka Andreides with Johnson County Public Health. This is Talk of Iowa.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
It's Talk of Iowa from IPR News. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about the dental challenges facing older adults. More and more people are keeping their teeth, and that is great news. But if something goes wrong with your teeth, that can affect your health in some really powerful ways. So this hour, we're talking about how the field of dentistry has adapted to taking care of people who are older and have some dental challenges, and also what you should know as an individual, whether it's about your own teeth or about the teeth of someone you love. With me this hour, Dr. Leonardo Marchini. He is with the University of Iowa College of Dentistry, Professor, Department Executive Officer of Preventive and Community Dentistry, and also works at the Geriatric and Special Needs Dental Clinic at the U of I. Also with us, Yanka Andreides. She helped to develop an online app that we've been talking about. It's called Dental Aging Tips. You can find it online at dental.aging.tips. And she helped to develop it when she was a research assistant at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. She currently works for Johnson County Public Health. And Yanka, we talked earlier about how, you know, the app gives you kind of a general education, and you walked through it with many different caregivers, professional caregivers, family caregivers. But you also said this is a place that people can turn to if they encounter a problem and don't know how to fix it. Can you give me an example of a situation that might lead somebody to click on the app?
Yes, most definitely. So we had a couple of situations that truly stood out to me. One was an individual whose mother had a situation. She didn't realize her mother was in pain. And it was oral health pain for the longest time until we actually introduced her to the app. And while she was scrolling through it, she realized that what her mom was showing was pain. Mm. So that instance, it was heartwarming to hear that she was able to identify that. The other one that really stood out to me was a younger CNA had just started in a career and was taking care of older individuals and had no clue how to remove their denture to clean that. And so that wasn't being done at all by anyone else. And there isn't necessarily all the time in the world to teach you as a new CNA, unfortunately. And so the app was able to walk her through how to remove that denture and clean it properly.
Wow. So somebody who just was never getting their dentures removed at all, I can imagine that can lead to a lot of problems. Before we move on, Do you have basic tips? I mean, we talked earlier about how upper body strength or lack of coordination because of any number of things can lead to problems. Is there a list of tips that you think people should think about as they age or take care of someone who's aging? Yanka?
Yes, definitely. One thing that we might not even think about is the environment in which we are. And this is something that the app really highlights. So how to set up that environment to take care of someone's oral health, even your own. Sometimes it's we think that it's just getting the mouth and getting things done, but not really, especially when you're working with individuals with any sort of Alzheimer's. And so being able to talk to the individual through that care and treat the individuals as an autonomous individual is a really important portion of it. But the biggest part really that this app worked on is improving the attitude towards oral health care. So this also includes how comfortable one is with oral health care. It's easy to brush your own teeth, but how comfortable are you brushing someone else's teeth? Are you ready to get through that? And if so, do you have the correct tools to do it?
Yeah. Well, and speaking of tools, Leo, you mentioned earlier that you might want to increase the amount of fluoride you use. What about the kind of toothbrush that you use? Do you recommend power toothbrushes for older adults?
Well, that's a great question, Charity, because, you know, some older adults will really benefit from power toothbrushes, and some caregivers will also benefit from it because it does part of the job for you. Mm-hmm. But we need to be attentive that some older adults with dementia may be triggered by the vibration and noise that a power toothbrush generates.
Sure, that could feel really, really strange.
Yes, yeah. Especially if they are not used to them, if they never use them. So in these circumstances, the best way to go is to use the brush first in their hands, show how that does into their nails. And if that does not cause any negative reaction from the patient, then you can go and start introducing it into the oral hygiene routine. So toothbrushes are an important part of it, and power toothbrushes can be helpful tools. I want also to let the public know that the app is for free. Anyone can access it. There is no cost, and there is also no cost on the storage of it on your phone. It just adds a link that will bring you to the website. There is not need for any, you know, room in your phone for it.
Okay.
So, which is a nice thing for people to know.
Right, and you can access it through any web browser as well on a computer. All right. Well, that is dental.aging.tips online. You can find that information. Yanka Andreides, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yanka Andreides helped to develop this online app when she was a research assistant at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. She currently works for Johnson County Public Health. Dr. Leo Marchini is staying with us from the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. And let's turn the conversation a little bit, because we've talked a lot about the challenges that older adults might be dealing with their teeth. But on top of that, they often live in areas where it's really, really difficult to get any kind of dental care. The iSmile Silver program is designed to help with that. iSmile Silver connects adults living in 10 Iowa counties with dental, medical, and community resources. Amber Cook is with us now, iSmile Silver coordinator with Webster County Health Department. Hello, Amber.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And tell me a little bit about the problem of access. I mean, we already heard Yanka say that many of us live in a care desert here in the state of Iowa. Tell me how hard it is for some people to find a dentist near their home.
There are many barriers, I would say, for, you know, not only our senior population, but just individuals in general. If they don't have a dental home, it's very difficult to find a dentist that would take their insurance, or maybe they have to travel even outside of their county to find someone. So like you described it very well, it is a desert.
Well, and you are serving six of the 10 counties in the iSmile Silver program. So give me an idea of what you see. Can you give me an example of how far somebody might have to travel to even see a dentist?
I just helped an individual last week who has to travel over 2 hours one way to get into a dental provider. And because some of the dentists are booked out so far, she was originally scheduled to be there in a month, but we did get that moved out to just a couple weeks.
Wow.
So not only are they traveling hours away, but then they're also waiting. The wait period is quite lengthy as well.
Well, and dental care is not covered by Medicare. So are there a lot of people in Iowa who just don't have dental insurance at all?
I would say that's very prevalent, especially for our population that is over the age of 65. I think that is quite a shock for several. They just assume maybe when they're on Medicare that it does cover dental, and then they realize that it doesn't. I think the statistic is about half who get on Medicare don't realize that dental is not a covered benefit.
Wow.
So then they're looking at, do they just go without? Do they get a supplement, or do they look at a Medicare Advantage plan?
And of course, paying for dentistry out of your pocket can be incredibly expensive.
Yes, especially if you have any chronic health conditions. I mean, I'm sure we've gone over how the health of your mouth can affect your overall well-being. But then if a lot of times people, because it is so expensive, they will just wait until it hurts. And then the longer you wait, usually the more expensive it is.
Tell me about some of the programs that iSmile Silver provides to help connect adults with dental care.
Yes, so we are able, the great thing about iSmile Silver is we're able to meet patients where they are. So a lot of times we try to do some in-between services until they can get into a dental provider. So that includes doing dental screenings, applying fluoride varnish. We can do an SDF placement, which is a topical medicine that just tries to help stop cavities from progressing. And then we also help with teledentistry, as in doing digital radiographs if someone has a toothache, and try to help, you know, maybe save that consult visit, which would be setting up an appointment, doing a treatment plan with the dentist, and then having to reschedule for the actual work. But
right.
Maybe with the teledentistry, we could prevent or eliminate that first appointment and then just schedule them for their actual treatment.
And, you know, Iowa has 99 counties, and this is currently available in 10 counties. Is it something of a trial period for this program?
Yes. So it really started off as a pilot project, and it originally was only in 4 counties, and I think they expanded it to the 10. But in order to get it to all 99, which is the hope, we would actually have to get our state government involved to have it access for all. But I will tell you, I get phone calls from all over the state, so the need is definitely there.
Tell me a little bit about the need. Does it feel overwhelming?
Some days, yes, just because there is so little. I mean, I only cover 6 counties here, so I really only know the services that are available in our area that I cover. So when I get phone calls from people, you know, maybe in the northwest corner or in the southern area, you know, I don't really know all that's available, so I can only share what I know for this area. And it is frustrating. You know, people are looking for help, or they have needs, and don't know where to go or who to turn to.
Now, initially, you were focusing on patients who are 60 years or older, but you have opened that up. It's available to all adults in these 10 counties now?
Yes. So when it first started in 2014, it was really intended for our senior population 60 and older. And then it was thought, you know, oral health is important our entire lives. It's valuable for us at all ages. So they wanted to cover that gap between 21 on up, because the iSmile program focuses on children. So they do birth through age 20, and then iSmile Silver takes over at 21 through the rest of their life.
As a parent, I know that I've had my kids to the dentist every 6 months, you know, since they started to get teeth. And there are ways that school districts, et cetera, make sure that kids are getting the dental care that they need. For a lot of adults, once they graduate from high school, there isn't that pressure to get dental care. And when we're 18, 20, 25 years old, we feel pretty immortal and don't necessarily think we need dental care. Do you find that there are a lot of people who have gone a very long time without seeing a dentist?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are some that go years. I've met people that try to do their own dental work and end up causing, you know, more problems to the area. I think a lot of it is out of sight, out of mind. You know, if it's not hurting, you don't mess with it. If it's not your regular routine, you know, if your mom doesn't make you go to the dentist every 6 months, you get out of that. But that's even when it's more important to stay up on that prevention.
All right. Well, my teeth hurt just thinking about that. So, Amber, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Amber Cook is the iSmile Silver coordinator with Webster County Health Department. iSmile Silver connects adults living in 10 Iowa counties with dental, medical, and community resources. And we just have a couple of minutes left. I'm here with Dr. Leonardo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. So I'm sure that there are a lot of people who've been listening this hour and are thinking long and hard about their teeth. So for people who are 60 and older, what do you recommend? Where should somebody start when they're thinking about maybe some problems that are developing?
I think the first thing to do is to keep doing your oral hygiene routines. Don't stop it. It's very common as people start having bleeding gums or a little sensitive on their teeth that they reduce their oral hygiene routines as a protective measure.
Because it hurts.
And sometimes, you know, it hurts, but it's important to minimize the pain by using, say, warm water, brush more carefully, be more gentle, but keep brushing because stopping your oral hygiene routine will not help. And contrary-wise, it may cause more harm. I just want to say that the work that Amber is doing is phenomenal. It's really important to connect people with their care. So if you already have a healthcare provider, I would say then the next step is getting an appointment with a dentist. But if you are in an area that's difficult to access care, or if you don't, or if you need more specialized care in geriatrics and special needs, our clinic is always an option, but, you know, the state's really large, and for some people, the driving distance
traveling
is an impediment.
Traveling to Iowa City. And the cost, if it's out of their insurance network, is also an impediment as well. When you're obviously dealing with patients who are facing some big challenges, you see sort of the biggest challenges that patients are facing. But when you look at our state and you think about the fact that there are a lot of dental care deserts out there, what do you think are the biggest challenges facing Iowans when it comes to dental care?
I think one of the biggest challenges is to retain dentists in more remote areas. There are many initiatives that have been tried and many succeed, others don't. So it's really important to keep looking for alternatives to, you know, be able to keep dentists in more remote areas, rural counties. And at the College of Dentistry, we have a program that is also in conjunction with Delta Dental of Iowa Foundation to connect our graduates with those areas in need and help them staying there, creating routes there to stay. Insurance is another problem. In a very helpful way, Iowa has a generous dental Medicaid program. So, and the University of Iowa College of Dentistry is one of the major providers. So we see patients on Medicaid, which, is a good thing for people to know.
We are out of time, but Leo, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Dr. Leonardo Marchini of the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. We've been talking about the dental challenges facing older Iowans today. This is Talk of Iowa from IPR News.